News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
We are, as I said, in Banagher. Banagher, of course, means Offaly, and Offaly now has become synonymous with effectively one man, and that man is Henry Healy, shot to fame when it was discovered that he was Barack Obama's cousin. And I don't think you're legally allowed now to enter Offaly without talking to him and touching base with him. Henry, how has your life changed since the discovery that you were related to Obama?
It changed anyway, Anton.
How did you work it out in the first place?
It wasn't me. It was a lady by the name of Megan Smoleniak. She was working for Ancestry.com. And when he declared he was going to seek the Democratic nomination, she conducted the research and held off until St. Patrick's Day 2007 to announce that he had Irish ancestry. And a gentleman by the name of Roger Carney from Ohio had been in contact with an uncle of mine, and they had established links through family research. And my uncle and that gentleman not been in contact, the branch of our tree connecting to President Obama's ancestry probably would never
have
been.
Were you skeptical when you were told?
I didn't know who he was when I was told, but that's been honest. I think not many in Ireland would have at the time. And I think everyone thought Hillary Clinton was a shoo-in for the nomination. But think back to that time. We were in the middle of doom and gloom. We had an economic crisis. So I think any good Offaly man or Offaly community, we seized the opportunity and we took advantage of it and played on it at the time, not knowing whether he would get the nomination, let alone the presidency. And lo and behold, it all did happen. And at the time, we were also very lucky that Brian Cowan was our Taoiseach, and he was able to go over and visit President Obama as the first Taoiseach. And he also reiterated his Irish roots and brought copies of baptismal records to him on that occasion as well.
I'm getting the sense, this is a bit like Morgan talking about his dad seeing an opportunity with the Shannon. Is there an entrepreneurial bunch in Offaly?
Look, the opportunity of a lifetime must be seized within the lifetime of that opportunity.
When you tell people, are they sceptical? Do they think you're making it up?
I don't tell people.
Oh, come on, of course you do.
Genuinely.
That's how you introduce yourself at parties.
No, I wouldn't. Because, like, I'm not naive. I know it is quite distant. And I know some people, again, it's a very sensitive topic now to discuss, especially you don't know what way political persuasions are, especially in the United States. So keep stump. And if people, I'll say I'm from Offaly, I'll say I'm from Moneygall. And the connection then is fairly quickly made as well. So I don't go around broadcasting it.
What doors has it opened for you? You did a White House visit, didn't you?
I've done numerous White House visits.
Oh, numerous?
Yeah. And one of the most memorable ones was with Ollie from the pub in Moneygall as well. And the two of us travelled in the Beast with the president down through DC, shut down the streets so we could go and have a pint over there. It was only fair.
You've been in the presidential limo in a motorcade?
Yes, I have.
With the president?
With the president, yeah. I've been in the Oval Office out the back in the patio eating a sandwich. So there you are. Yeah. Like any Irish cousin would have, you know.
What was in the sandwich? What does one eat when you're in the patio off the Oval Office?
It was a chicken wrap I actually had. We had a menu. You get a menu when you go to visit the president. And
did you steal the menu?
No.
Ah, come on. Did you steal anything? Did you nick anything that has White House written on it?
Oh, yeah. Well, on St. Patrick's Day, when you're there, there is a menu as well. Yeah, I would have a couple of them, and I would have a couple of napkins from the White House and things like that. Yeah.
Is there a pinch yourself moment in that? Do you find a section where you say, how did I end up here? Because it is such pure chance. I mean, like you say, if Hillary Clinton had won the nomination, Barack Obama would have been a very impressive senator, and that would have been that, and it wouldn't have had the impact on you that it's had on you.
Yeah, I think, like, as I said, it has opened many, many doors and opportunities for me. And, I think the biggest pinch me moment was after getting out of the Beast. I went over and I remember sitting in McDonald's and, like, what's after happening? You know, it was a random visit. We got called to come from New York up to DC, that the president wanted to meet us on a Saturday instead of waiting to meet us for the St. Patrick's Day reception. So,
is he any crack?
Yes, he is. Yeah, and he's genuine. And I suppose the interesting thing for me was that he actually knew quite a lot about Irish affairs when we were sitting in that car. Right down to we discussed at the time. I remember septic tank charges, that had just been brought in. He was familiar with that. Couldn't believe that the Irish economy hadn't been flourishing because we hadn't water charges. He was going through things that
you sat in the presidential limo in a motorcade through Washington. Discussing septic tank charge.
Telling you know, a pinching moment again there. But the thing is, he remarked to Enda Kenny at the time as Taoiseach then about it. And I can tell you, I can't repeat what Enda Kenny said to me when we met afterwards about that discussion.
Henry, thank you very much for coming on. I assume the weather is always like this in Offaly, isn't it?
Always, yeah.
Henry Healy, eighth cousin? Eighth cousin to Barack Obama. Thanks again. 53106, by the way, if you want to get in touch, or 087-1400-106. We are sitting here in a Silver Line Cruisers boat on the Shannon, on the tied up here by the marina in Banagher. Absolutely gorgeous.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.